can become.
Hi, and welcome to I Can Become. My name is Angelica, and I'm 10 years old. I live in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I like to sleep, play with my puppies, and take them on walks. When I grow up, I want to be a veterinarian. I want to know more about becoming a veterinarian, so my friends at ICAN Radio have arranged for me to talk to Dr. Charisse Roth, a professional veterinarian. So let's get into the interview. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I told everybody that I wanted to be a doctor when I grew up. And that was actually, I had no idea what I was actually talking about. My only doctor I knew was my pediatrician, but I knew that I wanted to do medicine.
What is it like to be a veterinarian?
Some days it's really hard and some days it's really great. And sometimes you have really great components of the day, like when you get to deliver puppies by C-section, or the harder part of the days are you really have to love animals so much that you're willing to help them cross over so that they're not in pain or hurting anymore. And so sometimes those parts of the day can be really hard. I particularly love surgery. And so anytime that I can do surgery, I don't do it as much as I'd like to now, but anytime that I can do surgery, I find that it's a really quiet place for me to be able to focus and focus on that particular animal that I'm helping in the moment.
How old were you when you knew you wanted to be a veterinarian?
Oh, how old was I? So my story is a little different, Angelica, because I actually didn't meet my first veterinarian until I was in my third year of college. And so that's a lot different from a lot of my classmates. They knew from the time that they could walk or talk about animals that that's what they wanted to do. I actually didn't realize that veterinary medicine was something I could do. I didn't know that it was something that really existed. And so I was actually in my 20s when I decided that I wanted to be a veterinarian.
What are some skills you need to become a veterinarian?
Ooh, the skills that I need to be a veterinarian are you have to be able to listen. So much of what I deal with animals is they can't talk to me, but so I have to really listen to their people to understand what the problem might be. You have to be very empathetic, meaning that you have to understand how that person and that family feels around that pet or that animal. And you also have to think about kind of what is your patient feeling? What is your animal feeling? And so helping them with pain and those sorts of things. You have to be really good at math. You have to be really good at sciences. It's not like you have to make straight A's, but it does have to be something you're really comfortable with, because there are times that the wrong math can make a big difference, right? And so really paying attention to details. I don't love doing math, but I love calculating medications and those sorts of things. So I like math with a purpose, is what I like to tell people. It makes it easier, right? So lots of math, lots of science, lots of communication. You know, we have to talk about really hard topics sometimes, about a new puppy that needs surgery or end-of-life care for somebody that's been in your life for your entire life. And so there's a lot of it that, while it is very scientific, there's also a lot of communication and a lot of talking about feelings and making plans based on those things.
What is something I should focus on at school to become a good veterinarian?
Ooh, something that you should focus on to be great at this is honestly yourself. You have to understand that kind of regardless of your background, regardless of what your family does, that you're enough and that you can do it. I had plenty of people telling me that it was hard and that, I just kept hearing, oh, it's really hard to get into vet school. It's really hard, especially with me starting so much later. Something that veterinarians really struggle with is feeling like they're enough. And so I would say, you're gonna make good grades, you're gonna pass the test, you're gonna do all of those things. Those things come. the hardest work is the work that you do with yourself in feeling confident in knowing what you know and being able to say the word no. Because we feel a lot. We want to help every animal that we possibly can. And sometimes for my colleagues and myself included in this, sometimes it's to our own detriment, right? It's hard for us. But what you have to realize is that the better you know yourself, the better you work on yourself, the better doctor you can be. And so really, that's the hardest work.
What is something you wish you knew about being a veterinarian when you were a kid?
I wish that I knew it existed because then I could have learned more things early on. I mean, I'm a good doctor, but it wasn't part of my culture. And so I would have loved for it to be part of my culture that animals get care, animals deserve to go to the doctor, those sorts of things. I would say now, the message that I would have given myself is that I'm enough and that it can all be done. Because that was something that wasn't necessarily ingrained in me, right? And it wasn't like my family was like, oh, you won't ever do it. It wasn't that. It's just everyone said that it was so hard, right? And even when I was doing it as an adult, trying to get into veterinary medicine, everybody said it was so hard. And so there were many times, and there are still times, that I'm like, oh my gosh, am I good enough? And so the message that I would have given myself early on in life is that I am good enough. I am smart enough. The things that I don't know, I can learn, right? And those were the pieces for me that I wish that I knew earlier.
What is your best advice for me?
My best advice for you is to seek adventures. So I'll tell you what I mean by that. So I didn't get on my first airplane until I was in my 20s. And that was scary, right? I was older. I didn't go visit vet clinics when I was young. But since you have the privilege of knowing what you want to be, seek adventures that can get you there. Maybe it's asking the next time you're at the zoo and you see someone that's in the uniform, you can say, hey, I want to be a veterinarian. Is there something special you can show me? Because sometimes asking those questions open doors for you. So sometimes it equals a back roads tour of what happens at the zoo. For me, it equaled a trip to Australia where I got to learn and work at the Taronga Zoo. I got to work with doctors in Australia because I loved working on exotic animals, so non-dog and cat pets. And so it was like just keeping yourself open to new adventures and new opportunities to learn new things. And what you'll start to realize is that those adventures, so to speak, also make you confident. It lets you know you're enough. It shows you that there's not anything you can't overcome because you get put in situations like I was in a whole different country. I only knew a couple of people there once I met them. But I did it and it was great. And I learned so much, not just about the medicine, not just about animals and pets, but I learned so much about myself having to go through those things. And so I would say seek adventure, seek scholarships. Veterinary medicine can be expensive to get into. And so part of those adventures are learning, I know it doesn't sound a lot fun, but it leads to fun, learning how to fill out scholarship applications, watching YouTube on grants and writing and things like that, so that you can explore and so that you can have adventures regardless of what your family can afford.
Do you have any questions for me?
I do. How old were you when you decided you wanted to be a veterinarian?
So right now I'm 10 and it was 2 years ago, so I was 8 years old when I knew I wanted to be a veterinarian.
That's amazing. See, you're already so far ahead of me. You're so far ahead of me already.
So I have a pug, and he loves to run, play, and he likes to sleep a lot. And he likes to play with my other dogs. And then not just long ago, we got a puppy. Her name was Luna.
That's incredible. Something that people typically ask me are what kinds of animals I've worked on. Would you like to know?
Yes.
Okay. So the biggest animal I worked on was actually an elephant. Big, big. I've also worked on black jaguars. I've worked on giraffes. I've worked on teeny tiny mouse and did surgery for her. So basically I tell people that I'll see anything that fits in a door, even though like elephants and giraffes don't really fit in a door. It's something that I enjoy being able to help all different kinds of animals, especially like the creepy crawlies that some people are scared of. So I've done surgery on snakes and turtles, of course, dogs, cats. I actually have a farm, and so we do pigs and goats and chickens, turkeys, ducks. I have 6 dogs, so I do a lot of medicine just at home. But yeah, I've worked on so many types of animals, and that's another thing that I think makes veterinary medicine so cool is that you don't just have to work on humans like human doctors do, that I get to work on all sorts of different animals.
Do you have any other questions?
What about veterinary medicine makes you want to do it?
It looks interesting and something that I would like to do.
Yeah. What parts do you think you'd like the most?
Making puppies or dogs happy, helping them and seeing what's going on.
I love that. What I think veterinary medicine does, Angelica, is it gives you an appreciation of how all of these different animals work. So even if you're like, oh my gosh, I don't like snakes, that's fine. You don't have to love them, but you do have to care enough about them that if one was in trouble, that you could help it, right? And in veterinary medicine, you learn about every species and how to help them and how their bodies work. So even if you don't love them, you can go, man, you know, the coolest thing about a snake is that no matter what environment it's in, its body temperature matches that. How crazy is that? So you can at least find little things about species, even if you don't like them, that you can appreciate and respect about them.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You did wonderful. Thanks for having me and talking with me. I can't wait to see what you do in veterinary medicine. It's going to be incredible.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to I Can Become with me, Angelica. I've learned that I get to work with a big range of animals and that I should focus on math at school because it would help me make those big decisions. What do you want to become when you grow up? Why not tell my friends at ICAN? Visit icanradio.org and let them know. And maybe you can interview someone cool just like I did. I want to thank my guest, Dr. Charisse Roth, for coming on to the show. Because of you, I now know I can become a veterinarian. Next week on I Can Become, Ruby discovers what it takes to become an interior designer. Visit icanradio.org to learn more.
That was an original I Can production called I Can Become. You can tune in to I Can Become every Wednesday at 5 p.m. If you want to catch up on previous episodes or learn how to make your dreams come true, head to icanradio.org.